I'm just going to throw some issues at you that you've been on record for. First of all, you're a longtime supporter of our five military installations. You've defended the use of congressional earmarks. What is an earmark?
The most misunderstood thing is an earmark, by definition, is anything that you vote for that is specific, but it has some benefit to your state or your district if it's a House member. Now, if you read the Constitution, there's a reason that was set up, and it says, and I'm paraphrasing now, but anyone who is listening to us, go look it up and they'll find that in the Constitution, it says this is what we are supposed to be doing. They specifically said this should not be done by the president, and when they're talking about the balance of power. You go back and read any of the justices back in the early 1800s, they said that we should not ever take this away from Congress, because when you deny something that is thought of as an earmark today, that is something that then goes back and the bureaucracy does it. That's the president. The president does it. It doesn't save one nickel. And yet, for example, things that would have been good for Tinker Air Force Base, they'll deny that, and that'll go to Fort Drum in New York or someplace where politically the president does better. Now, everybody knows this, but quite frankly, the Republican conservatives are not courageous enough to admit it. That you're really doing a great disservice if you don't take your constitutional responsibility, and that is to do these things. The Founding Fathers said back in the formative years, we are better informed about what the needs are around the country than the president is. So what I've done is I've come up with a solution. I said, define an earmark as an appropriation that has not been authorized, and I'll vote against every earmark that's out there. Because that's what we're supposed to do, authorize, and we have authorization committees, and then we have appropriation committees. That way it has to pass judgment, and if there's any self-serving on there, it won't pass. I mean, it just doesn't happen. But it's all based on need in those committees. So I introduce that, and one of the guys, quite frankly, has been exploiting that issue for years was John McCain and some others whose names I won't mention. But I went to John, and I said, John, why don't we just kill this issue by defining an earmark? And he agreed to do it. He co-sponsored it with me and later withdrew. Everyone, I can't think of one person who didn't agree that that was the answer. But the problem is, how do you explain it to the public? As a result of it, we have a lot of things that have come. And I have, now listen, this is very significant. I'm not doing this to try to sell my book. But in The Greatest Hoax, the book that I wrote, I have one whole chapter on earmarks. If you read that chapter, I even listed the 102 most egregious earmarks, according to Sean Hannity. And I did this on the Senate floor. I read all 102 of them. When I was through it, I said, what do all these 102 earmarks have in common? Not one is a congressional earmark. They're all presidential earmarks. I'm talking about the turtle trails and all these things that people find so offensive. The president did them all. The public never understood that. But it's all documented in my book.
You've sponsored or co-sponsored, is this right, 95 earmarks?
Well, it depends on how you define an earmark. I don't know that. I don't know what the source of that is, because there's no definition of an earmark. And that's just something, yes, almost everything that happens in the military, I'm a part of. I'm a co-sponsor of almost every bill. Of course, a lot of those are in Oklahoma. We do some things in Oklahoma that other states don't do. We're five major military installations. We have gone through five BRAC rounds, that's Base Realignment and Closure Commission. They're set up to cut down the number of bases and military installations in accordance with their performance. We're the only state that all five of ours, with all five BRAC rounds, have increased in numbers and in missions, employees and in missions, because we do it better here. Yeah, I'm not embarrassed about that at all.
Was it in 2010 the House Republicans put a one-year moratorium on earmarks?
Dumbest thing the Republicans could have done, and I said that to them. And if you talk to one of the more responsible House members, Congressman Tom Cole from Norman and Moore, he will tell you that he led the fight to try to stop them from doing that because it's so irresponsible. He'll tell you that if you call him up and ask him. And it took a lot of courage. In fact, they said, you're right on this, Inhofe, but you'll never be able to explain it. Frank Luntz, who is probably the best known real political mechanic in the country, said, Inhofe, you are dead right on this, but you'll never sell that to public. And Fred Davis, the same thing. And I said, I don't really care because I know I'm right on this thing, and you know I'm right too. Mm-hmm. And so